The recent announcement by President Donald Trump about bringing in beef from Argentina to help lower beef prices in the U.S. continues to send shockwaves through the industry. And a look into the cattle markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Jennifer Carrico, the senior livestock editor for DTN and a beef producer, talked about her initial reaction to the idea.
Well, at first I thought to myself, did he really say that? I mean, I think that was what most of us thought. And we obviously saw him do some things on the poultry side that made us see that there's a possibility that this could happen. So then once it affected the markets, how do we need to react to this?
The president's comments followed remarks from Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, saying they were working on a plan to incentivize beef producers to begin rebuilding their herds.
She wasn't very specific. You know, we thought incentives, what does that mean? We want to help rebuild the herd. Does that mean that there's going to be money towards keeping replacement heifers or what? Is it? And then I believe it was the next day or a couple days after her original comment about it that she said, no, it's not going to be any government funding. So, you know, we're all still kind of baffled. Well, what is it then that's going to help people keep heifers back?
Carrico talked about why this isn't a good idea.
Obviously, we need to support American beef producers. That's a number one. We need to be understanding what they're dealing with right now and the good that they are experiencing as far as markets go. We all know in agriculture that there's cycles, and it wasn't all that long ago that beef prices were not very good. We know that we will build back to what we can when the time comes. And right now isn't the time for us, at least personally, and I think a lot of beef producers would say that.
She said rebuilding herd numbers in the U.S. will take time.
If we keep heifers back this year, they get old enough to breed by next year, then they gestate for 9 months, so they calve the following year, and then those calves are put in the feedlots and are old enough to harvest. It's really 4 years from now.
And when this news was announced, as we all know, the cattle futures took a big hit across the board last Friday. And since then, they've slowly started to regain their footing. And it is just crazy how this market can react to news like this, and in such big swings as well. Getting an update from Nick Repke with Kleist Commodities.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. I think your summary is awesome. Crazy is a perfect word for this. So we had a huge, huge sell-off on last Friday. Basically, it looks like an overreaction here now, 48 hours later, roughly a couple trading days. There really isn't any plan to get Argentine beef into the market per se. It's a lot of rumors and speculation. Most of the intelligent people I speak to really talk about it is going to be a Band-Aid on an open wound, considering prices. So a few farmers pretty upset about this and, you know, supplementing beef into our markets to stabilize prices isn't necessarily great for our producers, and it isn't really a long-term solution either. So there's probably some better ways for the administration maybe to tamper prices, but, you know, the markets are reacting, I think, as they should. It really sold off hard, bouncing back yesterday and today. The trade is, I would say, moderate trade. It isn't out of hand, very organized. So we're seeing a little bit bounce back. I don't know that we drive to new highs off of this, because it did bring in some more selling to these markets, if you know what I mean. Like, they found a few more sellers. It's a reason to take some profit. There is some risk at these levels.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.